From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A car bomb blast ripped through the main square in Turkey's capital Ankara Sunday, killing at least 34, wounding dozens of others. It is the second such attack in less than a month and comes 2 days after the U.S. Embassy issued a security warning, asking civilians to avoid the area. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu convened an emergency security meeting amid suspicions this was the work of the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK, which has been fighting a 30-year insurgency for greater Kurdish autonomy. Greg Barton is a terrorism expert at Australia's Deakin University.
The government feels that it can reduce the threat by stepping up attacks in the southeast of Turkey. The reality is that the longer-term solution there will be negotiating, as they were doing in previous years.
A car bomb attack February 17th in the capital, claimed by Kurdish separatists, killed at least 29. Turkey was the target of a suicide bombing by the Islamic State last October that killed more than 100 people. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate has claimed an attack by six heavily armed assailants on the Ivory Coast beach resort of Grand Bassam that killed 14 civilians and two soldiers Sunday. 22 others were wounded. President Alassane Ouattara said all the attackers were killed.
Ces attaques lâches des terroristes ne seront pas tolérées en Côte d'Ivoire.
The Ivorian leader said these cowardly attacks will not be tolerated. He praised security forces for bringing the attacks under control in 3 to 4 hours. Witnesses said the assailants wore hooded face masks and arrived on foot of the beach at one of the hotels, which was full of foreign expatriates. In recent months, Islamic jihadists have attacked luxury hotels in the capitals of neighboring Mali and Burkina Faso, killing dozens. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Sunday accused Syria of trying to clearly disrupt the U.N.-sponsored peace talks aimed at ending the bloody 5-year civil war in the country by demanding there be no discussion of removing President Bashar al-Assad from power.
We all strongly support the U.N. efforts, and we look forward to the resumption of talks in Geneva on Monday. And there isn't a person standing here who doesn't understand how difficult that is. Witness the comments made just yesterday by the foreign minister of Syria, clearly trying to disrupt the process, clearly trying to send a message of deterrence to others.
The top U.S. diplomat said violence in the war-wrecked country has been hugely reduced since a cessation of hostilities was declared 2 weeks ago, but he said the single biggest violator of the truce has been the Assad regime. He said incremental violations threaten to undermine efforts to permanently end the fighting in any effort to eventually hold elections. A nationalist anti-immigrant party has won seats in 3 German regional elections, a result seen as a major rebuke to Chancellor Angela Merkel's open immigration policy. The 3-year-old Alternative for Deutschland party, or AfD, won representation in the states of Baden-Württemberg, Rhineland-Palatinate, and in Saxony-Anhalt. The elections were the first major political test since Germany had registered more than 1 million people as asylum seekers last year. Australia National University analyst Judith Downey says Ms. Merkel has been under growing pressure to close Germany to migrants, but she has refused to impose a cap on the number of arrivals.
Angela Merkel has got quite strong views on tolerance and anti-Semitism, and she's spoken extensively on her opposition to racism, xenophobia, and anti-Semitism over the years.
The loss is seen as a major blow to the Chancellor as she tries to use her status as Europe's most powerful leader to reach an agreement between the European Union and Turkey to stem the flow of migrants. She faces the voters in federal elections next year. French aviation investigators say the co-pilot of the German Wings jetliner who crashed the plane in the French Alps last year had been referred to a psychiatric clinic just 2 weeks before, deliberately killing all 150 on board. The agency BEA found that 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz had consulted several doctors about ongoing psychological issues in the months preceding the March 2015 crash. The UN said a Chadian peacekeeper shot and killed 2 colleagues and wounded a 3rd in an attack Saturday in northern Mali. A UN mission spokesperson said the suspect was arrested in Tassilit in the Kidal region. There's no known motive for the shooting. An investigation is underway. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.